Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei doveio meilu, se ne felcheilu, de soero seco. Cei bune băiți amici doși, mei doveio meilu, ira tuer vira buona cuora soi.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is the Chazonis Hour. Try to bring the best in, usually a mixture of Chazonis, but tonight I'm going to feature a particular concert that appeared that was presented about 12 years ago, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But there's a lot to tell you about. Had a very, very Chazonis-filled weekend. First of all, I must tell you, at Park East this past Shabbos, there was a special rendition of Modim by Leo Low, and I must tell you that Chazon Helf got together with the choir. Were magnificent. It's such a beautiful piece. If you're familiar with it, it's the two modims interspersed, sung intermittently between the two, and it's just very, very, very special. It was really, really terrific. And yesterday morning at the Ramaz School, there was a Cantoral Council of America meeting. It was honoring the memory of the late Avram Davis, and Rabbi Lookstein spoke so beautifully about his relationship with the Chazon and with the Chazon's son Meir. Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik gave an outstanding talk. Meir Davis spoke so beautifully about his dad and gave some recordings, presented some recordings, some for the first heard for the first time, which were wonderful. And then Yossi Malavani gave a very interesting talk about Nusach. Let me tell you something that I proposed to Cantor Malavani, and he agreed to do it, and I'm very, very excited. You know, I was sitting there thinking, you know, we talk about Nusach, and frankly, I confess I am uneducated in terms of Nusach. I know how important it is, and I think that it is something that is very, very, very important to be understood. And I approached Yossi, my friend Yossi Malavani, and I said, listen, I would like to have you give periodically a beginner's guide to Nusach. Let's say 10 minutes or so for a lesson, and then a week or two later, another lesson on Nusach. And he was very excited about it, and it's something I'm going to do. I think it's very important. I confess that I understand it to a certain extent, but I'm very uneducated in terms of Nusach. So that's something that's going to be very, very exciting. And then last night at the Jewish Center, there was a very fine concert. It featured the cantor of the Jewish Center, Cantor Chaim David Person, Cantor Ozzy Schwartz, who is at Park Avenue Synagogue. Naftali Herstick, Cantor Herstick, brought the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute Choir, Taki. They were wonderful. Raymond Goldstein at the piano. There was an ensemble with an oboe, a flute, and a bassoon. And I must say, it was a very, very fine concert. Everybody enjoyed it. It had a great mixture. For me, the piece that I loved the most was the Ovina Sheva Shemayim. It was sung by Cantor Chaim David Burson and Ozzy Schwartz together with a Reuven Pinsky. Of course, there were many other selections that were very, very good also. And of course, the last selection was Shoshanis Yaakov, by Cantor Burson. He also sang one of his favorite selections, which is the Tanya, the one that Avram Fried made famous. It was also great to see so many friends of Chazonis and old friends of Cantor's world. And, you know, Everybody wants to know what's happening. Is anything going to happen? And who knows? Who knows? It takes planning. It takes time. It takes money. And we'll see. Let me tell you something that I'm planning. This is a heads up. I announced it at the Cantorial Council of America session yesterday morning. In the next few weeks, on a Sunday evening, I'm going to start. It's an experiment now, and it's going to be called Cantor Banter. How do you like that? It's going to take place at the U Cafe on Lexington Avenue in around 94th Street. The U Cafe. We've had Kumsitzes there in the past, but this is not a Kumsitz. Here's the idea. On a Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, we'll have a gathering. People will come, and we'll have either a round table or a schmooze. Some people will bring a particular recording that they have, a favorite, one to a person. I'm going to record that, and then hopefully I will play that on Monday night on my program as an additional hour or two. So that's the plan. On a Sunday night, if it works out, I'll do it once a month, 9 o'clock. I'll be there earlier to have dinner, and if you plan to come earlier, we can have a pre-schmooze, if you will. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll start the conversation, the canter banter. And I've already spoken to quite a few people who are excited about it. You know, it'll be a great opportunity to just get together, lovers of Chazanis. I know we're a very, very passionate group, and we all have our opinions. And it's not a question of being right or wrong. It's just a question of, where is your passion? And we'll discuss it. And I think it should be very interesting. My plan is then to play it as an extra hour or more the following night, and to do that once a month. So if you are not on my mailing list, you should be on my mailing list. If you are at the homepage in the left-hand side center, it says Cantorial Calendar. And all the information will be surely listed on my calendar, giving you notice of the first event. I encourage you to put your name and your email there so that I can be sure to include you on the distribution and give you notice. Okay, Cantor Banter. I'm very excited about that. And I'm very excited about Yossi Malavani giving short lectures on the introduction to Nusach. No question that it's extremely important, and we should all be educated in it. We don't have to master it, but we should understand it and appreciate it. Okay, this is going to be a little different. It's a little bit of a departure. I picked up a recording of a concert that Cantor Moshe Stern did 12 years ago in the year 2000, and quite frankly, it is so magnificent. Look, a chazan who is davening at the Umid before an audience, before a congregation, it's real soul music. I'm not saying that you can't match it in a studio, in a recording studio, but there is a certain electricity, there's a certain something that happens when it's before a live audience, if you will. So this is a great recording of a live concert that Moshe Stern gave 12 years ago. And he certainly was at his peak here. And his peak lasted for many years thereafter. But this really was something very, very special that I want to share with you. So this is a program dedicated to my friend, Cantor Moshe Stern. It's a mixture. And again, it's from a live concert from the year 2000. So the first selection that we'll be hearing is a Kavior.
Thank you. Acavio bene mahalaleloi me Acavio bene mahalaleloi me Acavio bene Takel bishlay shod devarim v'yein v'yein matovo v'yein v'yein matovo lidei lidei aveiro Acavio bene mahalaleloi meir Iset akeil bishloi shodevorim v'yeina tovo lidei aveiro Da meyayin boso Uleyan nato Well, if they meep, well, if they
Well, you certainly can tell that was before a very, very enthusiastic crowd. Akavya, it's by Israel Alter. It's chapter 3 of the Ethics of the Fathers. Akavya ben Mahalalel said, "Consider three things and you will not become into the grip of sin. Know whence you came, whither you go, and before whom you will give justification and reckoning." The next selection is Anenu. It's a composition by Kotlowitz and Moshe Kusevitsky. This is from the Slichah service. God of our forefathers, answer us. You who answers in the time of favor, answer us. Okay, this is Anenu.
Anenu, 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 Elokei, Avoseinu, Yaakov, Anenu, Anenu, Avir Yaakov, Anenu, 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 Anne, no misico vi moi sonne, no. Anne, no, es rasa schwoti. Anne, no. Anne, avire Jacob, Anne, Anne. Rasa scivoti manne no anne in cosceri coi sonne no anne in rachli rizzois anne in rachli rizzois anne no anne qui vannino vanne non mi sgavi mai vannino 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 e sera sa scivoti
Well, you can hear the enthusiastic crowd that was there. They were certainly there to hear the great Moshe Stern. ZZ, both great, of course. Now, I stand corrected. I thought this was a single concert, but this is actually recordings from five different cities: Johannesburg, Vienna, London, New York, and Jerusalem. The accompanists varied from Raymond Goldstein, Danny Goldar, and Emmanuel Val. And when we hear a choir, that will be the Natanya Cantors Choir, conducted by Yaakov Rotner. So this came out in the year 2000, but obviously these are recordings of concerts from perhaps a couple of years prior to perhaps 1995, 1996 or so. But as I mentioned to you, one of the things that separates the soul music, if you will, is the electricity that comes from being before either a live audience or a congregation. You can hear that from the Slichus davenings, the recordings. They're something that you cannot replace in the studio. Although, look, 99% of the recordings we have are in the studio, and we live with that. And you know, I don't want to criticize them. They're usually quite good, to say the least. But again, I favor the live. Okay, the next selection is, for those of you who have listened to my program over the years, you know that Ad Henoah is one of my most favorite selections. I have a lot of favorites, but every once in a while I'll play the four versions of Ad Henoah. Of course, Yesula, if this is Yesula's composition, I'll play Yesula, then Moshe Kusevitzky, Moshe Stern, and then Shamir Helfgott. So let's hear from, again, a live performance, Ad Henoah, by Yesula Rosenblatt, and there's an arrangement by Rotner.
Ad Henoah, Azara.
Oh, col cuore le fanno ecco si se tu le folle voi si le folle che le folle voi si samplisce me
Oh,
A little different, to say the least. The four versions that I mentioned, Yasala and Moshe Kusevitsky and Moshe Stern and Nitshamir Helfgott, none of them had the choir. That was the Netanya Cantor's Choir conducted by Yaakov Rotner. And it's Charlie Hepburn. I hope you're enjoying this particular program. It's just some wonderful, wonderful recordings that... Moshe Stern recorded in the late 1990s. And of course, Ad Henor, as I mentioned, was by Yasala. This prayer expressed the eternity of the Jew by identifying with his soul or his neshama. Ribono Shel Olam is next. This is a composition by Moshe Stern for Sfira. The prayer is taken from the service for the counting of the Omer. Master of the universe, you have commanded us through Moses, your servant, to count the counting of the Omer. Moshe Stern.
Make me poison you. Ach, du bist eure Seele. Privo il noi, Shadow. Partem lo fem I moras a shavos Mioi, mioi, papilla afer Mioi, mioi, papilla afer Mioi, papilla afer Esoi,
Se vi rasoi me
Oh, wow. Oh, Moshe Stern, he was so wonderful, is wonderful. Oh, wow. Okay, one more selection from these live recordings, as I mentioned, in the 1990s. This is his classic Atochonein. It's arranged by him. It's the fourth blessing in the daily Amida, expressing our gratitude to God for the human gift of wisdom and understanding, the classic Atochonein.
Mm-hmm.
Moshe Stern with his classic Ator Chonein. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Chazonis. It was a Moshe Stern special. Oh, he was one of the greats. There's no question. No question about it. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, I don't ask much from you, do I? I have a request. You're listening to this. You're on the computer, and the show is over. Maybe you're going to tune into some other programs on the archive, but if you're ready to move on, how about spending a couple of minutes and going through your email list and just say you love Chazonis, log on to www.charliebernhardt.com and hit the archive. Just do that. Just a sentence. Bring this beautiful music to others, this soul music. I'm on a mission. My mission is to share this music with you. Why don't you take a mission on yourself and share this music with others? That's a simple request. Anyway, you'll do it or you won't do it, but I appreciate your feedback and you know, let's just keep enjoying this wonderful soul music. Come back again next week for 2 hours of Jewish soul, and you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.